Okay, are we alive? We are alive. We're going to start. This is the Control Framework Working Group meeting. The difference between a working group and a plenary is a difficult concept at this hour of the morning, but this is a working group. What we're going to do, the agenda in sort of short form, is on the slide. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit longer form. The one issue is it's kind of full. So we're going to be pretty, Craig did a really good job yesterday on time. I don't think we can match it, but we're going to try. The first thing we're going to do, I'm just going to say three words about the scope of the group. We're going to then go to project talks. These are the 20-minute talks introducing each project. We have four of them. I do not know the names of the presenters of these talks. There are several people in each project, so what I'm going to do, first of all, is ask speakers to introduce themselves when they arrive, and secondly, the order is as you see it. The first project speaking is a project from the University of Wisconsin on instrumentation and measurement for Gini. We have located that speaker. The second talk is sensor virtualization and slivering in an outdoor wide area wireless Gini sensor actuator network, which has a lot of words in the title. We have not located that speaker. Would you please come to the front if you are presenting this so that we can give you a microphone? The third talk is the digital object registry. Would you please also come to the front so that we can shortly give you a microphone after the first talk is finished? And the fourth talk is the Mid-Atlantic Crossroads folks speaking about their project, and we have located that speaker, so that's a really good thing. We will either take a break immediately after these four talks, or we might put a couple of the short talks before the break. It depends on where we are in the schedule. During the break, the management has asked you to do a couple of things. Does the management want to say what those are?
So you should have a blog poster if you're part of a prototyping project, and we're going to be doing a poster session at lunch today. The opportunity to put your poster up is at the morning break, and so the rooms, I believe, are outside down the hall. We'll give you the specific directions when the time comes. Now, if you mailed your poster in advance, I believe it will be in the room, and in your registration package, there's a sheet that's got a number so you know which you can put the poster up on it. So it should be pretty good.
Was there something about polls for size?
Oh, before we break for lunch, so
okay, then after the break, we have a talk from the group's assigned system engineer. I will introduce in a minute, and he's going to talk a little bit about who he is and what he's been doing and his take on the design document that has been posted. And then after that, we're going to talk a little bit about that document, and that discussion will be led by my co-chair, Larry Peterson. And his basic mission will be to convince you that it is all much simpler than it seems. And so he will speak to that. I'd like to introduce three folks. I'm John McCluskey. I'm one of the co-chairs of this group. Larry is standing over there in the back, sitting in the back. He is the second co-chair. He is the first co-chair. I am the second co-chair. Harry Mussman is our GPO systems engineer, who has been working very hard with some of the folks on this. He wishes me to report that he notes that the arrows have become uncountable, and he is now weighing them rather than counting them. But he's doing a fabulous job of trying to keep this moving forward, and we are very grateful. Let me just say, and then at the end, we will stop. So let me say a couple of words. The control framework was originally envisioned as the part of the Genie system that knits all the components together. It's kind of the core structure of the system. It deals with resource allocation. It deals with resource discovery, figuring out where what resources an experimenter might use. It deals with issues such as federation. It deals, in some sense, with issues such as access and authorization control. And I actually skipped a bit of the agenda. I need to come back to that. So the purpose, the original goal of this working group was to develop a specification for that framework. And that specification is of crucial importance because anybody who is building a component needs to understand how to plug it into the framework. Anybody who is interested in creating an experimental service or perhaps creating an experiment sort of by hand with assembly language or toothpicks needs to understand how to work the framework. And some of the data structures in the framework are very central to the system, things like the RSpec that has been spoken of, which is the descriptor for resources in the system. So the right way to think of the control framework is it's kind of the skeleton and the cartilage. Now, as Genie's thinking has evolved a little bit, I think that the thinking about control frameworks has evolved a little bit, too. If you view Genie as a very large monolithic project with one centralized model of control, you come up with a particular take on the framework. If you view Genie as kind of an overarching environment where test beds and experimental infrastructure can federate and come together and work, you know, use common technology when appropriate, even for places where you have different owners, different operational models, things like that, the control framework takes the role of sort of the IP protocol. It becomes much more the kind of the central, I'm trying to avoid the word architecture, but the central set of standards and structures around which the test beds can all work together. So this mission will be part of the discussion. I think Larry will say a bit about it in his talk. I think Harry will say a little bit about his take on it in his talk. But I want to just say as a sort of a starting point for discussions that will happen over the next year, that as the scope of the Genie project evolves, the role of the control framework is evolving a little bit too. And so part of what we're here to do is make sure that we all understand where that role is, where it's going, and how to do it best. Let me go back to the agenda item that I rudely overlooked, which is we have two talks in the area of identity and access management. These will be short talks, about 10 minutes each. One from Rick Summerhill, Internet 2, who will talk a little bit about how Internet 2 has created and is using Shibboleth to manage dynamic circuits and other things of that sort. And one from Mark Stegler at HP, who is talking about the distinction between access management and identity management and why you should federate access management rather than identity. Okay, so with that, I would like to turn this over to our first speaker, who is Joel, who will introduce himself. We're, of course, slightly behind schedule already, so 20 minutes is your real upper limit.